Critics of the so-called millennial generation say we're lazy, disloyal, selfish, and impatient. Others argue that we're independent, ambitious, and optimistic. Assignment Radio's Ajner Sadawaldi introduces us to 26-year-old Adam Kroom, who might exemplify the latter characterization. Within a year of graduating from the University of Oklahoma in 2009, Kroom founded TEDxOU, an independently organized TED event. TED, which stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design, is an international nonprofit organization devoted to promoting ideas worth sharing. Basically, it's a place where thinkers and doers from a wide variety of backgrounds get together and hopefully inspire each other to do cool and innovative things.
Don't let Adam Kroom's dark skinny jeans, slightly wrinkled powder blue shirt, and thick black frame glasses fool you when you come across him on the OU campus. He isn't a college student. Kroom is the marketing and PR coordinator for OU Economic Development and runs freedom.ou.edu, a project created by the Institute for the American Constitutional Heritage. And he doesn't let perceptions about his peers get in the way of his work.
My generation's constantly called the next generation. And I hate that term because that means you can't do anything now. You gotta wait till it's your turn, and it's not your turn now. So I like to look at myself as part of the generation, the only generation that exists, and understand that you can have impact at whatever level you are at as a student or professionally. You can have that now. And you need to seize that moment while it exists at all.
Your work suggests that you're trying to foster civic engagement and bring unique ideas to light. Tell me a little about what motivates you to take that path.
I really have this idea that I tried to live out, that if you can educate someone, you can activate them. And so projects like TEDxOU is really about being able to give people information and let them decide what they want to do for it. But we really try to be something that can inspire someone to really work towards a higher purpose.
Is there anything in your background that sort of is the motivating factor for you, your advocacy in education or your civic engagement?
I'm the first from my family to graduate with a degree from a four-year institution. And that seems like something that is small, but it really meant a lot for me and my family, and I see that in a lot in Oklahoma. So I'm really passionate about it because I got to go through it first for my family and kind of see what a big university institution looks like and get that feeling of being empowered by a large institution. So, I've always wanted to figure out how do I make sure that feeling gets to as many people in Oklahoma as possible.
To elaborate a little bit about what personally motivated you to go into that path.
I've always been a TEDster fan. After college, my first kind of quote-unquote gig was playing guitar for a band and touring the country. And when you tour a lot, you spend a lot of time in vans, and you try to find stuff that you consume to kind of make so your brain doesn't turn to mush. And so I really got hooked to TED Talks because of it. And I was constantly consuming this material. And because of that, I started actually going to these TEDx events. And the one that I went to before wanting to start TEDxOU was TEDxOKC. And it was really watching this local conversation happen in front of my eyes from people that lived in our neighborhoods that were really inspiring the community. And I said, we need to have this happen at my community too. We have these unheard voices that exist on campus that really have these incredible ideas.
On the TEDxOU website, you're listed as the director of making things happen. How did you enter that role, and what does it mean?
Yeah, so I think a part of my personality is I can take a lot of problems and digest them really easily. And a lot of people say, hey, this looks like this could be a catastrophe. You know, if this thing goes wrong, like how do you stay so calm about it? And I think a part of me is being able to analyze a situation and find the correct solution without kind of getting overwhelmed by it.
What do you view as your most significant achievement?
I've been most honored to be a part of. I had a professor in school, Dr. Rufus Fears, and he was this professor that everyone wanted to have and everyone wanted to be around. And we filmed an entire 18-lecture class. What we could have never imagined was that 2 weeks after filming, Dr. Fears passed away. And there was this very kind of humbling moment where you realized that you actually filmed the last lectures of a mentor of yours. And I now have the ability to basically give this as his last gift to the world. And so now, through freedom.oe.edu, through iTunes U, over 28,000 students are taking Story of Freedom in America, his last class.
Is there anything that you've always wanted to do but haven't accomplished yet?
You know, I've been very fortunate that a big dream of mine was to tour the world and being able to do it through music, and I've got to do that. And I've got to work in an incredible place. I have an incredible wife, an incredible kid. You know, I've fast-tracked a lot of my life already. But I think the next big thing for me is going to be about how do I also contribute to the Oklahoma economy by starting a company and keeping it in Oklahoma and hiring fellow Oklahomans to work for it. So hopefully that's something that we'll see soon.
And finally, do you have a mantra? And if so, what is it?
Be incredible is something that I've always strived to do. I just want to be incredible. I want to have impact. I want to do it very humbly.
For Assignment Radio, I'm Ajinar Setawaldi.